Back in 2001, the soul singer Maxwell had a number one album, and then he pretty much disappeared. Now Maxwell has resurfaced with a new album, and he's back at the top of the Billboard charts with a CD called Black Summer's Night. Critic Tom Moon has our review.
When a recording artist just up and vanishes for an extended period of time, we automatically assume the worst. Perhaps he or she has been gobbled up by addiction, or has engineered some radical transformation that leaves faithful fans puzzled. I'm eating crow, babe. I had to go and think that I could be my best. Left alone then with you next. It develops nonetheless. Maxwell's case is different. The singer and songwriter says he went off to experience normal life away from the fast track. He'd been successful right out of the gate. His 1996 debut, Maxwell's Urban Hang Suite, helped popularize the back-to-basic style known as neo-soul. After that, he found himself locked into the endless cycle of recording and touring and decided to take a break. While Maxwell was off rethinking his career, the R&B world changed. Hitmakers began chasing a high-gloss, almost clinical ideal of perfection, valuing production dazzle over raw emotion. Maxwell's new music goes against all that. The rhythms are generated by live drummers, not machines. There's a raucous horn section. And Maxwell didn't rely on autotune, the now ubiquitous sound doctoring software, for his vocals. Instead, these elaborate Marvin Gaye-style chorales are all natural. The new Maxwell record hardly sounds revolutionary. The sensitive guy love songs are exactly what his fans expect. And as in the past, the spotlight is fixed on his smooth, fluttery singing. Still, there's something a teeny bit bold going on. At a time when R&B is super tricked out, here's Maxwell taking it easy, inviting listeners in with an old-fashioned wine and candlelight seduction. These days, that's almost radical.
Our reviewer is Tom Moon. You can hear songs from Maxwell's CD, Black Summer's Night, at npr.org.